Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
What it is, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's me, your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. So coming up in this podcast episode, it's going to be a good time. We're going to talk about one old white man and a pack of cigarettes that damn near started a block party, which technically is exactly what happened. We're also going to talk about something that they are going to stop making that is literally older than your grandparents. And here is the meat of the episode. A few of you reached out to me because you wanted a part two of our creepy websites that you didn't know existed. So we're going to go ahead and hit on that because there are still some websites out there, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to be aware of. I guess if you're listening to this right now, it's already past Thanksgiving, but right now recording this, Thanksgiving hasn't happened yet, but it is this week. And my buddy is, her grandmother is actually the one who is catering our Thanksgiving dinner for our family. And she's going to make us a fried turkey. I am so excited about that. I've only had fried turkey, I think, 2x in my entire life. One was last year. My dad's buddy came through and he freebased that bad boy in the backyard. It was pretty good. I ain't gonna hold you. I enjoyed it. But I am looking forward to this because someone's black grandmother made this and I just know it's gonna be fire. I just know it. Okay, we're gonna have some mac and cheese, some collard greens, some dressing. I call it dressing. Some of y'all call it stuffing. It is what you do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm excited. So the reason that we are having her grandmother do this, which was offered, by the way, and I paid her, by the way, she didn't just cook it for free. The place that we normally get our catering from for Thanksgiving is a place, it's a soul food spot that I have been going to since I was a kid. I'm talking about that was one of the first like chickens I ever had. Like I was sucking on bones before I had teeth at this location. You know what I mean? And they closed down recently. And it kind of sucks, man, because it's been a staple of, you know, the community that I am from for quite some time. John's Fine Foods, you know what I mean, up in Forest Park, Georgia. And because they're no longer around, the last couple of years, we've been trying to figure out what we're going to do. Last year, Wes did a lot of the cooking and it kind of took a lot out of him. And I didn't want him to have to do that again. So this year, I got lucky and I found out that my homegirl's grandma can throw down in the kitchen and she has a catering company. And I ain't gonna hold you. After mom died, the holidays really don't really feel the same. If that makes sense, you know what I'm saying? And I know it's not, I know it's also probably the same for my father as well, because he spent like the last 40 plus years with my mother, you know, on the holidays. And I am nothing like my mom. I mean, I'm a lot like her in a lot of ways, but when it comes to keeping a home, I'm not like her. When it comes to cooking, I'm not like her. When it comes to all the things that makes a home a home, I'm not like my mom. Like I do what I can and he does what he can, but it's not the same and it never will be. So, my dad has done so much for me over the years, even before she passed, obviously, because he's a wonderful father. And this is just something that I wanted to do, something that I could do. And, you know, these Thanksgiving dinners are important. You know, you want some delicious food. You know, you would like, if you can, to have this stereotypical Thanksgiving, you know, meal. It's not much, but damn it, I was able to go ahead and provide my family with a Thanksgiving dinner. I think that showing that you care in any way, whether it's to get food or, you know, you're sitting down and listening to your loved one talk about something they're excited about, or whatever you can do to show that you care, do that. And I feel like providing Thanksgiving dinner for my fam this year was dope, because let me tell you something, wasn't cheap. I'm gonna be broke into the new year. Nobody's getting Christmas gifts this year. I guess the takeaway of this would be just to show your love the best way you can. And I feel like you know, feeding my family some fried turkey and some homemade mac and cheese with some collard greens dressing, peach cobbler, sweet potato pie, and a cream pie, you know, and some rolls, I feel like that's a good way to show some love. All right, guys, do me a favor, subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show support for this podcast. That is the best way for you to do so. And if you're listening on Spotify, a good way to engage in the Spotify content is to comment and leave comments directly under the episodes that you are listening to. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, hey, Apple listeners, hi. If y'all can do me a favor right quick and go ahead and click that 5-star review right quick, that would be amazing. Maybe say something nice like, ooh, I can tell by her voice she's sexy, or ooh, these topics are fantastic, or ooh, I can tell by her voice that one of her boobs is bigger than the other. Like, you know, just a little engagement would be nice, really helpful. Okay, guys, coming up next, a new Have You Heard About? Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about 2,500 New Yorkers gathered in Washington Square Park for Bob's 5-minute smoke break? Did you hear about that? All right, let me explain what's going on here. This is coming from the Instagram page at Barla Man Today. And it says here, only in New York could a single flyer spark a citywide movement. Brooklyn's own Bob, a.k.a. the Cigarette Maestro, invited strangers to join him for a 5-minute smoke break. And 2,500 New Yorkers showed up. 2,500 New Yorkers showed up to light up, okay? From college students to office workers, everyone gathered at Washington Square Park, waving cigarette packs, chanting his name, and sharing laughs. Bob actually handed out free smokes, signed packs, and even dropped a quick anti-smoking message, proving that sometimes the smallest gestures can bring a city together, one puff at a time.
If you don't smoke, don't start.
Right.
If you currently smoke and you have the willpower, quit. If you can't, don't have the willpower, at least cut back a little bit.
So, that's interesting. Literally had a block party. You know, he was handing out flyers, and I saw the flyer. And it's kind of interesting that the flyer literally said from 2 o'clock p.m. to 2:05 p.m. So literally a 5-minute block party. I do like the fact that he was like a little anti-smoke. That's kind of cool because it is killing a lot of people. So I'm pro that. Yo, shout out to Bob for being probably one of the oldest people to throw a block party in New York. And not only that, a free one. Have you heard about they ain't making the penny no more? Mm-hmm. You heard what I said. They are no longer making the U.S. penny. The USA has minted its final penny ever, ending 232 years of service for the coin. This is coming from at Pubity, the Instagram page. I always say it wrong. Or maybe I'm saying it right. I have no idea. Anyways, it goes on to say here, the U.S. Mint just pressed its final penny, ending 232 years of making the 1-cent coin. Pennies will stay legal tender, but no new ones will be produced. Fam, I ain't gonna hold you. I probably have hundreds of pennies in this house right here. Because I remember when I was a kid, you know those those water drums that you can get like at the office, those water coolers with the big old like blue see-through drum that holds the water, right? So my mom, they used to have that at my dad's office back in the day, and she brought home one of those coolers, one of those empty water drums when it was done, and we started putting coins in there back when cash was like the main tender, you know, before we can just scan our fucking phones on machines and shit. Anyways, we started putting our change in there, and one time, I will never forget this, my mom actually used the change in there to take us on a cruise. You know what I'm saying? So ever since then, I have saved coins. If I come across some coins, I'm going to save them. And I'm doing that again. So I got a lot of these fucking pennies. Yeah, I told that story to tell you that. Wow. I don't know why you're listening to this podcast. Moving on, it goes on to say here, the move follows a treasury push to cut costs as each penny costs, get this, each penny costs nearly 4 cents to make, an estimated savings of about $56 million a year. A 1 cent penny costs 4 cents to make. Don't that sound like some American shit? Anyways, billions of pennies will remain in circulation for years, and cash purchases may be rounded to the nearest 5 cents as stores adjust. Rest in peace, penny, I guess. 1793 to 2025. You had a good run. Yeah, a good run. I can't believe I sat here and listened to her talk about how they're not going to make the penny again for 2 minutes. You guys are so loyal. Thanks. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast, we have a part two of these creepy ass websites that you probably did not know existed. And you have to be honest, from part one, if you haven't listened to that, go ahead and take a listen. But in part one, those websites that I mentioned, I am curious as to which one of those you guys immediately looked up to take a look at. I know you little creepers probably went to Instacam. I know y'all did. I know. Oh, y'all horrible. And if you're new listening to this, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. Go listen to part one. You'll get it. All right, let's go ahead and get into it. I mean, what can I really say about these websites that exist? Last week when we were talking about this, it definitely solidified a lot of fears I already had. And as I said in that episode, created some new ones. You feel me? And the same stands true for this episode in this part two. Now, this first website, some of y'all, little creepoids may have actually heard of this particular website, but it's called Silk Road. So Silk Road is an illegal dark web marketplace website where you could buy pretty much anything you wanted. I ain't gonna hold you, fam. It kind of sounds like Amazon Prime for criminals and overly curious teenagers. I don't know. But you could buy a lot of things like drugs. That seemed to be super popular at the time. Weed, cocaine, whatever your pleasure, I guess. You know what I mean? Fake IDs, passports, hacked accounts. We're talking about like Netflix logins, banking information, all of that. I mean, if we're being honest with you, people's digital lives could literally be a buy one, get one for all we know. I don't know how they did this. You can also purchase stolen credit cards, hacking tools, malware. Apparently, you could even get hitman services, supposedly. Now, I hear on Silk Road, that was like 99% of those were scams. But here's the thing, that 1%, somebody was killing somebody. I just want to know, like, how many hitmen could they have actually had in their employ? Like, do they have like shifts? Is that how that works?
Hey, Fred, we got a new order in. Listen, I know you're headed out to your daughter's quinceañera, so I'm going to take this one, all right?
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about me. I finally get to use my new katana sword. Yeah, I got it off TikTok shop. $3.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey. Not so fast, my guy. All right, I need you to cover for me next Sunday. I'm going to be in a wedding, and my guy will be really nice to wear a tux without getting any blood on it for once, you know?
Yeah, sure. Of course, Big Tony. I'll do that. No problem.
Hey, also, don't forget, after we kill those people next week, we're going to a potluck. Friendsgiving.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. I actually forgot what we were talking about just now. Oh, yeah. Silk Road. You can buy... I had a whole skit. That was fun. Use TikTok voice filter. For the help, you guys enjoyed that. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, you got to see me look very sexy with a beard. So that's nice. Anyways, on Silk Road, you could also buy weapons, guns, knives, probably actual katana swords too, if we're being honest. I don't know. random illegal weirdness, meaning pretty much counterfeit money, lockpicking kits, and who knows what else. There's all kinds of things that you can buy. So Silk Road was actually operated as a hidden service on the Tor network, T-O-R, the Onion router, which uses encryptions and all kinds of shit, right? I don't speak nerd. Lots of hard computer lingo and whatnot, you know, I don't know. So basically, I looked this up. Basically, it's a hidden part of the internet that hides who you are and where you're browsing. In order to access it, you have to use a special Tor software to go to its Onion link. Okay, does that make sense? Probably not. Anyways, this is like dark web shit. All the transactions were conducted using Bitcoin, so everything was anonymous AF. All right, the whole website was like, "Welcome, welcome. Browse our selection of bad decisions. No refunds, but there will be a complimentary jail time included." So then shit gets real, because now the FBI and the Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, is now involved. They got involved and they was like,
"Halt, thou shall not sell drugs and stolen identities here."
Okay, so now they're up in this bitch, all right? So the dude, Ross Elbert, I don't know how to say his name. Anyways, he was the creator of Silk Road, aka apparently Dread Pirate Roberts was his aka. Anyways, homeboy Ross, "We were on a break," head ass got snatched up by the feds in a public San Francisco library. It's pronounced library, and in 2013. Mans was out here running a criminal empire between the quiet please signs. That's crazy. That's nasty work. Homeboy got hit with double life sentences plus 40 years, but everyone's favorite president, Trump, pardoned him in January 2025. Like, all right, you can go. That's cool. So yeah, now Ross is free and he now gives talks and he's hanging out with his like little crypto bros, and it's kind of like nothing ever happened. Free as fuck. Must be nice to be a white man. Moving on to the next thing here, the next dark website that you probably didn't know existed was called BestGore.com. So this is a site that hosted real life uncensored videos and images of extreme violence, including beheadings, accidents, and Listen, Best Gore was basically the do not enter sign of the entire internet. And some folks still walked in like it was a target. It's like, "Oh, look, beheadings in aisle one. Okay, that's nice. Oh, rotting corpses in aisle three. Interesting." I don't know. Now, here's the creepy part. This shit was available on the regular internet. This isn't dark web shit. This is the regular internet, fam. Imagine a website that made you say, "Let me go watch some Saw to like calm things down a bit." Now, if you've seen any of the Saw movies, you know that's why that's a joke. If you haven't seen the Saw movies, moving on. So BestGore.com launched in April of 2008 by a Slovakian, damn, that's a tongue twister, by a Slovakian Canadian dude named Mark Marek. And it's kind of interesting because his first and his last name are kind of spelled exactly the same, except for the last name has an E in it. So there's a fun fact. Moving on. After a long investigation, Mark got hit with a corrupting morals charge in 2013. Basically, this is Canada's criminal code saying, "Sir, what the fuck and why the fuck?" He pled guilty in 2016 and got a 6 months conditional sentence. All right, so the site did get shut down, thank goodness. I mean, if it wasn't for the legal heat that it was getting and the internet finally realizing, yeah, we don't need access to this, you know, if it wasn't for that, then it would probably still be up. Let's go into the next one, the Black Vault. Com. So this one, for my conspiracy lovers, you are going to love this website. So it's a huge online stash of U.S. government documents. We're talking about millions of pages unlocked through tons of FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act. Hello. Basically, a public vault of declassified secrets, UFO files, and all the weird stuff that the government hoped that you would not read. That is what is on this website, all right? It's technically like the receipts of the entire U.S. government. I kind of want to read it. But here's the thing. It is run by one dude with unlimited patience and a little too much time on his fucking hands. All right, so picture this. One guy. John Greenwald Jr. is his name. He said, I wonder what the government is hiding. And then he spent decades of filing FOIA requests like they were coupons at a grocery store. And the government slowly handed him documents like, listen, fine, here, but don't ask us for shit else, okay? So here's what they got, all right? Here's the type of things that you will find on the blackvault.com. UFO and alien sightings. We're talking to classified sightings, weird memos. I thought I saw a flying triangle in the sky. Shit like that. All kinds of reports, including the entire Project Blue Book collection and thousands of CIA documents. Another thing you can find inside the blackvault.com is classified programs, documents on programs like the CIA's MK Ultra mind control experiments. Hello, conspiracy candy, government secrets. Kind of like the light edition of that, like for instance the Cold War files, CIA experiments, military projects, all that.
We didn't do that, but like here's the paperwork saying that we did.
National security shit, files that are relating to chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons, top secret aircraft and intelligent operations. We're talking about a giant searchable archive, thousands of documents that the government tried to keep tucked away like an old pair of dirty underwear. That was a weird analogy. Let's move on. Basically, it's the nerdy, organized version of the X-Files, but it's like run off a website instead of a dimly lit basement. That's what it is. And the search engines, it looks pretty dope. It's very easy to use, you know what I'm saying? So if you've ever wanted to look up like UFO sightings, spy experiments, or like government shenanigans from official documents, the Black Vault is the place to be. Welcome, welcome. Please enjoy your stay and try your best not to spiral into a full conspiracy by page 3. Exit Mundi or Mundi. I don't know how to fucking say it, but this website is full of weird, wild, and funny and sometimes science-based end of the world scenarios. That's fun. Exit Mundi, M-U-N-D-I, meaning exit the world or end of the world in Latin. All right, so each page was kind of like, all right, so here's how humanity might get wiped out. There is nothing that I love researching more than how we could all die together. Isn't this wonderful? Last week it was deathdate.com where you can just figure out when you or maybe a celebrity is going to die, but now we can all ride this death train together. They covered everything. We're talking killer asteroids, black holes, rogue planets, pandemics, AI takeovers, super volcanoes, nuclear war, and also to more fictional scenarios like zombie apocalypse or mass suicide. Even what if the sun just stopped? What if the sun was just like, nah, I don't want to work anymore? We're talking about all kinds of crazy scenarios. So this website was created in 2001. I was in high school when this shit came out, by Martin Culemans. I'm saying that wrong. Anyways, it's Dutch. What do you want from me? He is a Dutch scientist. Damn it, journalist. Damn it. Dutch science journalist. Whew, say that 5 times fast. Who initially launched it for fun. All right. So the tone of the website is like hella goofy, sarcastic, and like low key educational. Kind of like if Bill Nye, the science guy, had like 3 Red Bulls. kind of like that. But it got really popular because people were like, yeah, wow, this is fucking terrifying. Also, kind of hilarious. So, basically, Exit Mundi is the internet's doomsday comedy club, and it's like teaching you all the kinds of ways that the world could end while making you laugh, panic, and question all of your life choices at the same fucking time. I don't want to visit this site, but I kind of do. All right, if it was like a podcast, maybe, but I'm not reading How We're All Gonna Die. You're gonna have to tell me in a very exciting, creative way. And honestly, there is probably even more creepy websites that we probably didn't know existed. I don't have any more currently for a part three, but if I come across any more, or if you do, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com or text my Google Voice number 805-664-1828. I hope that's the right number, but it is down below in the show notes. We are not safe as long as you can click shit and scroll. We're not safe. None of us are. All right, guys, it is time for our POC excellence segment. And this is where I like to give flowers to people of color who have done amazing, wonderful, and inspiring things. And that's coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so this week's POC excellence segment, we're going to be getting our information from the Instagram page at Images You Won't See on TV. And what really caught me was the caption here. And it says, meet the 24-year-old woman who became the first ever black female firefighter in her city. Now, that's interesting when you think about it. It's 2025 and we are still having first black stuff or first female this. And it's insane to me. But I am glad that things are changing and there are first black this and first female that. Because at one point, those things did not exist. So, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of bittersweet if you think about it. So it says here, Deja Woods, a 24-year-old from DeLand, Florida, I think is how you say it, made history as the city's first black woman firefighter since its founding in 1876. She's fulfilled her lifelong dream when she joined the department after years of determination and hard work. And Woods said that she hoped her achievement would inspire young girls and women in her community to chase their dreams fearlessly. Miss Deja Woods, here are your flowers. Stay safe out there, queen, and thank you for keeping us safe and doing your job. Kick some ass, black lady. Or as Chit would say, do it, lady. Do it, lady. All right, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's the internet is a creepy ass place and anyone can have access to it. I don't remember if I said that last week, but if I did, it was worth being said again. And if I did not say it last week, I fucking should have. Professionally Silly Life Rules. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. And if you are chilling with me every week, God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you are listening to or watching. Your girl is doing a visual form of this on YouTube. And if you are watching here on YouTube, click that thumbs up button, pretty please. I cannot tell you how important that is for any type of content to grow. So I need you to do that. Make sure you subscribe, comment down below, and just any type of engagement is awesome. And I would really appreciate it. If you're listening on a podcast, visually, audibly, especially Apple Podcasts, yo, fam, if you could hit me with a 5-star right now and say like, oh, she's so sexy. I love the way she sounds. She's so funny. She's so entertaining. Oh my God. I would tell everybody about this podcast. And just nice, wonderful things with a 5-star would be amazing. It won't take long. And you know what? It's free and helps support me and my dreams. And I would really appreciate that. Don't forget to go ahead and check out the rest of the silly videos on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. Do a lot of gameplay over there, some skits, some challenges, all kinds of fun things, so you don't want to miss that. And if this is your first time listening, I hope you decide to come on back. I hope I didn't scare you off with all those creepy ass topics that we just talked about in my past episodes. They're not any better. And you can binge all the silly that you would like that you haven't heard yet, and share this podcast with a friend. Figure out a drinking game to play with it. I'm sure you can figure it out. Don't forget to check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. I post a lot of videos pertaining to the podcast episodes. You don't want to miss those. And the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Listener submissions, you send them, we read them. If you got any silly stories or jokes or life mishaps, we can talk about it right here. Email me once again at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can text or leave a voicemail on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And if you would like to be anonymous, make sure you let me know. Otherwise, we might be hearing that voice. Check out my show notes for more bonus information, like my social media. I've got 2 YouTube channels, obviously a podcast. You got my TikTok, my Instagram. All that is on my link tree. And you don't want to miss following my silly shenanigans on those other platforms. My P.O. box, if you want to send me anything, is down below as well in the show notes. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. It's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Watching a graduation ceremony is like sitting through a movie, and it's like nothing but end credits. Also, congratulations if you graduated. That's a good thing. Until next time you decide to tune in, P-Silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.